This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What a day. It is the beginning of NFL free agency on this Monday, March 10th. It's technically the beginning of the legal tampering period, but it's really the beginning of NFL free agency, and there's been a lot of moves, including Justin Fields signing with the New York Jets to be the new quarterback of this football team. More on that in a few minutes. We'll get back to your phone calls, but joining us right now, a guy who has had a long, illustrious MLB career with the Diamondbacks, with the Cardinals, and now he's a New Yorker. The former MVP, the former four-time Gold Glover. I know him as Goldie Tiki, the great Paul Goldschmidt. Paul, Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, welcome to New York. Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Do you feel like a New Yorker yet? Or do you have to play regular season games, live in the city before it's truly going to be like, all right, I'm a New Yorker?
I think a little bit of both, but I feel like a Yankee, but, you know, it'd be good to get to New York and, you know, feel the energy of the fans and the stadium and get that going. So it's something I'm looking forward to.
Do you think you'll actually live in New York City?
I mean, I love the city. I don't know exactly where I'm going to live yet, but I'll figure that out. And, you know, it's such an awesome place.
What was the process like for you in free agency? You had a lot of interest. Obviously, the Yankees were attached to you. I think the Mets were connected to you. Take me through your thought process before you ultimately came to the decision of, all right, I'm going to be a New York Yankee next year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little interesting. I didn't really know what to expect. So I just kind of tried to keep my expectations low and just kind of see where the process went. You know, there was a few teams interested, and the Yankees ended up being one of them, and just kind of trusted my instincts, and it felt right here. Fortunately, you know, I knew some of the players and coaches, and I think it just kind of felt right. You know, going into free agency, the one thing I wanted was an opportunity to win the World Series, and the Yankees obviously are going to have a chance if we can play up to our potential. The other teams definitely were same way. They were all going and trying to win, so that made it easy for me, and just excited to be a Yankee.
I'm curious what the pitch was like for you, Goldie, whether it was Cashman or Boone or whoever you chatted with. When you leave St. Louis and you know that, you know, you're going someplace else, how did they lure you here, so to speak? It was about the World Series, obviously, but what made New York, in your mind, that place from them?
Well, when you're signing a one-year deal, there's not really a pitch. There's like, here's the offer, and we'd love to have you. Nice. You know, it's a little different when you got, you know, Judge or Soto or those guys they're trying to get, or Cole, you know. So it's a little different in that, but you know, I know what the Yankees are about, and everyone knows the high expectations this fan base has and organization and the players here. And so, you know, when they called, obviously I was excited. And, you know, I think just the relationship with some of the coaches and players just made it easy, and feeling like I had a good understanding of what they were about. And, you know, I was just excited to be part of the team.
Well, you mentioned the relationships with players and coaches. And by the way, we're talking to Paul Goldschmidt, one of the newest members of the New York Yankees. What is your relationship like with Aaron Judge? How far does it date back?
I think just, you know, playing against each other a few years ago, just through mutual friends, was able to get in touch with them and get together for a day or so and just be able to talk kidding, go to lunch. So I think that was it. You know, every once in a while we may text each other and say, hey, good game, or congrats, or, you know, what do you got on this pitcher, or something like that. But just knowing the type of not only player, but person he is, and for him to be the captain here, you know that it's top notch, and he has high expectations for himself and the guys around him. And so he's a great leader. He's got such a great reputation, and obviously a great player.
Yeah, well, 14 years it's a long time. In your mind, how are you keeping yourself young? I mean, obviously you have to feel that way in order to keep doing it, but you're 37 years old now. You've been in the game for a long time. What keeps you going?
I mean, I'm very motivated. Obviously, I want to win. I want to win the World Series. I'm very competitive out there. But I think, I mean, first off, I never expected to play this long. I had no idea what my career was going to hold. So definitely thankful for all the opportunities I've had. But saying that, I also think just staying focused on the day-to-day. I'm not trying to look too far ahead. I really just focus on my work and the stuff I can control. I mean, I want to show up in the cage and do everything I can to prepare, take the right amount of swings, my right amount of ground balls, you know, whatever I need to do. Some days that's more, some days it's less, but that's kind of been my goal, is just I'm going to put everything I have into this day and this season, and then, you know, when it's over, we can move on to the next year and not try to look too far ahead, like I said, or even look in the past and just be present where I'm at.
The only thing in the past I want to ask you about is last year. Bad first half, really good second half. Was there something specifically you did differently? What led to the much improved second half that you had last year?
Well, that first half, I was trying everything I could, you can imagine, and more. You know, when you're not playing well, and I wasn't playing well, there's no hiding that, you know, I just felt like there was adjustments I needed to make. I would say just the biggest thing was I just wasn't getting to a great position to hit. So as the pitcher's coming, I'm trying to make my swing, you know, something just as off, and your body subconsciously starts, you know, making different swings. And, you know, my bat path was just in and out of the zone. I couldn't, you know, drive the ball. If I wasn't honestly like perfect with my timing, if I was a little late, it was like a swing and a miss, or a pop up a little early as a grounder. And so, you know, I knew that I needed to make those adjustments, but it's not always that easy to do. And so it took months of work, and, you know, thankfully in the second half kind of started moving in the right direction. Then especially the last probably 4 or 6 weeks felt really good. And, you know, that was good. Just going into the off season to feel like, all right, you know, the stuff I worked on started to pay off. I mean, it was definitely frustrating, you know, going through it and not playing well, or coming up with guys on base and not getting the job done, and you know, us maybe losing games or not winning by as much. But I think the mindset was just to just keep working and just keep doing whatever I can to help us win. And thankful that, you know, I got an opportunity to keep playing and was able to play well near the end of the year.
You know, Goldie, I think you're at that age where you don't have to give a crap what people say. But in New York, it becomes loud, right? When things are bad or whatever the situation may be, people talk about how hard it is because of the pressure, as you mentioned earlier, the expectation of playing in this city. So there's 8 years in Arizona, 6 years in St. Louis. How have you thought about that aside of the game, being a New York Yankee?
I think number one, just understanding those expectations that the fan base has. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, I have high expectations for myself, and this organization has high expectations. We may, you know, keep our emotions under wrap outside, but I mean, if we have a bad game, you know about it, we're going to go home, we're going to be upset.
Right.
Doesn't, I don't need the fans to, you know, they may be cheering. I know it was 0-4. I know that I didn't do my job. And so that's motivating us. So, I mean, the Yankees fans are great. I mean, when we're not performing, you know, they're very invested in the team with their time and financially and emotionally. And so they expect high things out of us. And when things go good, you can feel it too, and how excited they are. And I think that's the really cool thing about, you know, playing for organization and in every city I've played with, you know, when you do good, it can bring joy to so many people. Obviously when we don't play well, you know, people are upset, and that's what we signed up for, and it's part of it. But, you know, we're upset too when we don't play well. It's not like, oh, well, I made some money, so who cares? I mean, money aside, I mean, I'm just as hard as myself as I am as a professional as I was when I was playing for free in high school or college. I mean, the pressure is still there. We want to perform. We want to compete. And when we don't do it,
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're disappointed with ourselves, and you know, the fans are going to be disappointed, which is part of the game, as they should be. And you know, it's our job to kind of detach from that emotionally at the right time and show up the next day and get to work.
Well, if they
not
if,
just yeah, go ahead.
Right, if they boo you, it's a rite of passage, and then when you get the cheers back, that's when they've really accepted you. That's how I always tell people: getting booed is not a bad thing in New York because they know the sport, right? They know what they're booing. And so when you get them back, that's when it really feels good.
Yeah, I mean, the fans are great there. Like I said, I mean, we boo ourselves in our head, and we're thinking, you know, all those negative thoughts. And then, you know, to compete, you know, you got to detach from those. And like I said, they want us to win. Every fan that shows up there, they have those high expectations like we have for ourselves. So, I mean, that's a good thing in my mind, is you want to be part of an organization, a fan base that wants to win it all, that has those high expectations, because I have those for myself. I have those for my teammates, for this organization, for any team I've ever played with. I want to win the championship. I want to do whatever I can. I want to get as many hits, score as many runs. We want to do that. And, you know, that's the goal. Now we got to, like I said, detach a little bit emotionally, and we got to take the ups and downs, but we got to work, and we know how important it is to the fan base in New York and all around really the world. And we want to go out there and make them proud.
We're talking to Paul Goldschmidt. One thing I've always wanted to ask you steal a lot more bases than people realize. Are you fast, or are you just sneaky? How have you been able to pull that off throughout your career?
I'll say sneaky, and I think I've had really good coaches. Not I think, I definitely have. So I had guys like Eric Young Sr. when I first got to the big leagues, and even, you know, coaches in the minors, they put a high emphasis on base running, not just stealing bases. Same thing, I had a guy named Dave McKay, and they were just really, really emphasize base running. And so whether it's stealing bases, going first to third, scoring from second, all those little things. So I just try to be the best I can at base running and try to put a high priority on it.
Have you texted Nolan Arenado saying, come on, wave that no trade and come to New York, try to recruit him a little bit?
You know, no one knows how I feel. I'd love to play with him again. It was awesome playing with him for, what did we play together, 3 or 4 years. He's one of my great friends, and he's a great player. So outside of, you know, the decisions that the front offices for whatever St. Louis or New York or any other team is going to make, I kind of leave that up to them. And but if something like that were to happen, whether it's with us or someone else, he's going to make that team better.
Yeah, the fan feeling the last week or so has been, it's been rough up here because of Giancarlo Stanton's injury. Obviously, we just heard the cold news and Luis Gil. What's it been, the mood or the, I don't know, the energy in the clubhouse down there with all that bad injury news that we've gotten lately?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we feel for those guys. But the truth is there's injuries all across the league, and every team's going to deal with it. You know, we're going through it a little bit right now, but hopefully the players are saying, you know, this is good. Like, we the guys that are going to be healthy, the 26 of us, you know, at opening day, or, you know, the 40-plus guys throughout the year that are moving around, like, we still have to do our job, and we can pick up the slack. And, you know, if we're preparing the best we can and putting in the work, then we still got a really good chance to win. And hopefully those guys will heal quickly, and those guys that are in the lineup or that are healthy, you know, it's just going to take, you know, an even higher level of focus and energy and performance to help us win.
I've watched you a lot over the last few years, so I think I know you, even though we've never spoke. So I got to ask some questions to see if I'm right about you. What's your favorite TV show of all time, Goldie?
Ooh, all time. That's a good one. I'll say Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang. Ah, oh, see, I didn't have that one.
I'm comedy. I mean, I could have went with The Office or Parks and Rec. I mean, any of those would have been. Those are what I watch a lot now.
That would have been my guess, The Office. All right, favorite movie of all time?
Oh, I'd probably say Old School, but I could put Major League up there. Probably one of those, too.
Nice.
This is it.
Happy Gilmore. Yeah, I'm, as you can tell, comedy. I like to laugh.
You like to laugh. Well, Goldie, welcome to New York. Best of luck. High expectations for you this season, so go get them.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Appreciate you, Goldie.
Paul Goldschmidt.
All right, thank you.
One of the newest members of the New York Yankees. He likes to laugh. Yeah, I wrote down, actually, Friends.
He does seem like an office guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I wrote down Friends in the Office, and so I was almost right.
Right.
Because he said The Office.
Oh, well, that's because Friends is you. That's what you wanted.
No, you're right. Now, I was putting my thoughts above what he actually does. But I think what's very encouraging about Paul Goldschmidt is this. Last year, because we've heard a lot about last year versus this year, right? Sean made that point at the top. There's no Gleyber Torres. There's no Juan Soto. Gerrit Cole's not going to pitch probably at all this year. He did make 17 starts. There's no this. There's no that. Let me tell you something else that's different. All right, I want to walk you through this. Let's say Paul Goldschmidt puts together the same year as last year, which you heard him, not a good year, right?
Right.
That would still be far and away better than the production offensively and defensively the Yankees got at first base. Now, let's assume that I'm right, that Paul Goldschmidt will build off of his second half and put together a more Goldie-like year. Your production at first base didn't just get a little bit better. It got a lot better.
Significantly from last year.
Significantly.
And if he stays healthy the whole year, that in and of itself is an upgrade from what was happening over the last two, it feels like.
And I don't want to jinx this because I want to be very careful because I do like Paul Goldschmidt. One thing about his career going all the way back a decade is he does not miss games. He does not. Last year, in a bad year, 154 games. Year before that, 154 games.
That's great.
Year before that, 151 games. Year before that, 158 games. You know, remember the 60-game season?
Yeah.
58 of 60.
Right.
Year before that, 161. Year before that, 158. Point is, I can keep going on and on and on. He will play.
Yeah, you got to go all the way back. I'm looking at it now. You got to go all the way back to 2014.
No, I know.
Where he played less than 158.
That's right. You know why? And Lugie will tell you, it cost me a fantasy championship that year, didn't he? That year, 2014.
Well, I would argue you yourself have cost it because you've never actually won a championship.
Yeah, because Goldie got hurt in 2014. He screwed me.
You'd probably fire yourself, but that's probably another topic for another day.
I'll tell you, if I miss the playoffs this year, I'm firing myself. Back-to-back years of missing the playoffs, Teague. And you got to hold people accountable.
You should at least get a co-owner.
You need
at this
a
point.
GM. Co-owner.
Thank you, Teague. Yep, GM.
You know who my co-owner is going to be?
Who?
I've already thought about it.
Who?
Paul Goldschmidt.
You're not roping in the Yankees starting first baseman into your fantasy.
Right, well, he may be on a different team next year.
But that's
I don't
cheating.
Know. How is that cheating?
Because he knows everything.
Well, first of all, it's not cheating because, I don't know if you heard the news, but Steph Curry is now the assistant general manager of Davidson. So
that
you clearly
like it's cheating.
Is that cheating?
That feels like it's cheating. What I've learned is you can do both.
He's got a billion-dollar contract. How much NIL money is he contributing?
That's a great question.
If he's the assistant GM, does he also give money to the NIL?
Are you not allowed to?
I don't know.
I don't know enough about the NIL stuff.
But that's interesting.
The only thing I know is here's an active NBA player serving as like an assistant GM of a college you went to.
Right.
Anyhow, Goldie had a good day today. He had two hits, and we're 2.5 weeks away from opening day, so it should be fun to see what he can do in the American League for the first time in his career and with the New York Yankees. If you missed any of that, of course, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Also, you could rewind to the top of the show where I told Yankee fans, as bad as the Gerrit Cole news is, it's not the end of the world. Also, you can rewind to hear our live reaction to Justin Fields, who is now the quarterback of the New York Jets, and how it impacts the Giants. Because right now, it feels inevitable that before we sign off today, Aaron Rodgers ends up in Pittsburgh. And if Aaron Rodgers ends up in Pittsburgh, then Sean Morash doesn't get his dream of Aaron Rodgers being a New York Giant.
Yeah, two things quickly. Also, if you go to the Evan and Tiki podcast feed, free on the Odyssey app, everywhere podcasts are available. The Justin Fields breaking news instant reaction lives on its own live right now.
Look at you. You work hard.
Good working job, on Sean. Things back here. Number two, I have some potential quarterback news that could be viewed as good news, bad news for the Giants.
Go ahead.
Okay, Connor Hughes within the last minute has tweeted, among the teams interested in Russell Wilson, the Tennessee Titans.
Now, that is a good thing. Is it a good thing? Because it means that the Titans are looking to bring somebody in now to win.
Right.
Does it mean that they're not also going to draft a quarterback?
No, but I'm clinging on to hope here, T.
Right, because if they don't get Russell Wilson or any other free agent, they're staying pat at number one.
Right. Like
they're going to draft Cam Ward at number one if they don't get somebody in free agency. If they do sign Russell Wilson or whoever, then they're more likely to kick that pick out to the Giants and move back to number three.
Yes. And in the midst of this, the Giants in the last 13 seconds have signed a defensive tackle.
Who?
Roy Robertson Harris, who was with the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, he's not bad.
They also signed a cornerback earlier today, Paulson Adebo, a former corner of the New Orleans Saints. He missed half the year with an injury, but he's 25 years old with a big upside. So the Giants have been active. The Jets signed Justin Fields. They also re-signed Jamie and Sherwood the other day.
Big deal.
Which was a big deal. Got $30 million guaranteed, $45 million. Sherwood was very good last year, filling in for C.J. Mosley, and Aaron Glenn certainly thinks he's a big part of this defense moving forward. So we keep you posted throughout the beginning of NFL free agency, and of course the latest on Gerrit Cole. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. John is in Massbeth. How are you, John?
Hello. Well, I'm a Yankee fan, and I don't know why I keep subjecting myself to this punishment, but you know what? I am convinced this team is cursed or someone's got a voodoo doll. I don't know what this team needs. This team needs a cleanse. It needs an enema. It just never ends. Jacoby Ellsbury, you know, $68 million for him to stay home for 3 years. Severino, $50-something million dollars to give us, like, 40 starts over 5 years. Aaron Hicks, we paid him $30 million to go leave and go play golf with Tiger Woods, you know? We're paying LeMahieu now $45 million to not hit the damn ball out of the infield. We're paying Stanton $80 to $90 million now to not even lift up 10 pounds because his elbow hurts, you know? Carlos Rodon, this dude puts up back-to-back Cy year caliber seasons. We give him $162 million to go play like crap. You know, now it's like not even them. It's like, look, he can go back to 2017, Greg Bird, you know? This dude. All right.
John, let's take a deep breath for a second, all right?
He's flummoxed.
You're bringing up a lot of bad moves the Yankees have made in their lifetimes. Let's talk about the right now. Let me start with this on Gerrit Cole. And this is going to be, I don't know if it's an unpopular thing or maybe something you don't want to hear right now. Gerrit Cole's contract has already been a success. I'll start there. He has. When you sign a pitcher to a 9-year contract and you can get half of it to be pretty damn freaking good, then it kind of worked out. So in the case of Gerrit Cole, who's been here for 5 years, won a Cy Young, pitched to the World Series, and basically made every start until the first half of last year, anything that happens from here on out, you know what you have to say? That sucks, but man, it was worth it.
Right.
Is that not a fair opinion?
No, it is. I mean, you're right. You can't overthink it. You can't overanalyze it. It just is what it is.
It would be, and here's where it's similar. The Yankees just signed Max Fried to an 8-year contract. Let's say Max Fried gives you 4 awesome seasons. He's awesome. He's an ace. He makes just about every start. Maybe even mixes in a Cy Young. And in year 5, he gets hurt. You're going to have to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when you sign starters. Now that we got that out of the way, you're right about Carlos Rodon. This is a big year for him. Year 3 of a long-term contract. He was much better last year. They need Rodon to be the guy they gave all that money to, especially now with Cole down. DJ LeMahieu, whatever. It's a lost cause. Stanton, look, I know that you look at Giancarlo and you're like, is the guy ever going to play again? But look what he's done for them in the postseason while he's been here.
You've gotten a good amount of production out of him, especially last season. So it doesn't feel like it's lost the money or wasted money.
I don't think so. I know that may sound crazy, but I think when you sign guys to long-term deals, you have to realize that the entirety of it isn't going to be great.
Right.
Let's go to Sam in Jersey City. How you doing today, Sam?
Hey, what's up? I love your guys' show, but you guys are going to make me go crazy if you keep saying that Aaron Rodgers would be good for the Giants. I wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers on the Giants if he hopped in a time machine and went back to the peak of his career and went to the Giants.
Why?
Last year, he was god-awful with the Jets. God-awful with the Jets. He started off in week 4, no touchdown versus the Broncos, lost 10-9. Through no touchdowns, follows that up by going to London, playing the Vikings, 3 interceptions, a game-losing pick by forcing a ball to Mike Williams.
He's right about these 2 games, by the way. Yep.
And then, what does he do after that? Week 6, goes and throws another game-losing interception versus the Bills on an underthrown ball to a wide-open Mike Williams this time. And I remember the headlines, they were trying to blame Mike Williams by saying he tripped up when he was trying to adjust to a ball that was underthrown.
Right.
And then week 16 versus the Bills goes and gets completely obliterated 40-17. 40-17 and having one of the worst quarterback performances in history with a QBR of 1.3.
Right. All right. How do you guys respond to this? I mean, he tore him apart. Aaron Rodgers sucks. Why do you guys want him?
It's all facts. He's right. But he also didn't have a horrendous year. Just had bad moments in a very uneven year. I mean, if I was looking for the excuse, I'd say he's coming off an Achilles injury. He rushed back from it, and he never felt right looking at him physically until probably week 12. So, I mean, he's not guaranteed. That's why you only want him on a 1-year deal.
Right.
It feels like right now, and I know Sean said this to me off air, that Aaron Rodgers is basically bantering back and forth between the Giants and the Steelers. He's playing one against the other, trying to find the best deal, likely. And if I'm the Giants, I'm not budging off a 1-year deal.
Oh, no, that's the only thing you could give him.
It's the only thing. There's no guarantee that's worth it past 1 year that makes any sense for the New York Giants.
I think your opinion is very fair. What I'm so curious about, and I think this is the fun part about Aaron Rodgers to the Giants while it lasts, is to hear from those two, Sean and Lugie, who bashed Aaron Rodgers all year, mocked me for having any optimism about him, mocked how old he was and how he can't move, and now both of them are fawning over Aaron Rodgers. So would you like to argue with our last caller and all those brilliant points he made about basically Aaron Rodgers sucks, why do you want him?
Not arguing, but I have 4 basics on why I want Aaron Rodgers. I'm looking for warm body. I'm looking for pulse. I'm looking for somebody that turns the ball over less compared to the other veteran options.
Oh, I'm a Rodgers.
And last but not least, I'm looking for somebody that is so old the Giants have no choice but to figure out their future at quarterback while holding on to him. Aaron Rodgers checks all 4.
I like that last one.
Yeah, but basically he didn't say anything positive about him.
I know, but I like that last one.
It's true.
A good one. It's a good one.
That's why
a 1-year deal is all you can want. It's all you should want.
You sign Russ, you leave the door open. Oh, maybe we could ride this. I don't want to ride it out with 2-3 years Russell Wilson.
No.
I want to argue with Evan, who allowed that previous caller to besmirch Aaron Rodgers, where if Aaron Rodgers was still the Jet quarterback, Evan would have fought him on it, but because he was bashing a potential next Giants quarterback, he allowed it to happen.
No, so those 2 games he mentioned specifically, and I hope you guys remember
right
that,
about those 2 games.
I bashed him for it. I was the first Jet fan turning on Aaron Rodgers because of those, not as much Denver, I don't want to say that, but definitely Minnesota and London.
The caller started off with, I wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers in his prime, and then proceeded to tell you about two games last year, yeah, which was not his prime.
But those two games last year, as a Jet fan, I was really critical about.
Okay, but if you look at all
and throughout most of last year, I was critical about how his numbers didn't really show you how ineffective he was. Did I not say that?
You did. Did Rodgers' mobility, which you threw in my face, did it not improve as the season went on?
So here's what happened. He got hurt early in the season, so it went backwards. And then, yes, as the season went on, okay. So have you apologized for that?
You made me apologize for it last year.
Okay.
So now I'm taking my apology. All, I'm regifting my apology back to you, looking for you to apologize to me.
There's nothing I need to apologize about Rodgers because I've been very straightforward about it. I was down on a lot of his contributions last year. Mm-hmm. I ripped him a lot, and I was very mixed about bringing him back, which I made clear that he was probably their best short-term option. But I was mixed about not only the long-term cap hit, but, hey, he's 41. Is it going to get worse? So I'm not the one who's twisting in pretzels. It's you guys.
He is the best.
I'm done. I've already made my opinions very clear about Rodgers. It's about you guys.
Right. Take Stafford off because he wasn't a free agent in theory. Rodgers is the best of the bunch. That includes Sam Darnold. That included Geno Smith. That includes Russell Wilson. That includes Fields. The guy almost threw for 4,000 yards last year and 28 touchdowns. If you go through the Jets season and you said, what's the biggest reason why they had a bad season? It was the coaching. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. Okay. And remember, when I approached you guys with the idea of Rodgers as a short-term kind of vet option, Tiki was against it. Mm-hmm. Eventually, throughout the show, though, I could see you saying, Evan's making a lot of sense.
Well, it just made sense when you think, especially if it's just a short-term option.
I appreciate it. Sean was all for it, and you said, quote, I wouldn't take him if he's the last quarterback available.
I think you're paraphrasing. I believe the phrase was anybody but Aaron Rodgers.
That was the
phrase. I had time to think about it. Here's the deal, though.
I'm glad you did.
Well, we're sitting here and we're playing either musical chairs or it's The Bachelor and we're sitting here without a rose or The Bachelorette. And what's the starting quarterback situation going to be? All right, they're going to trade up for the number one overall pick, which I think they should have just tanked then if that's what they were going to do in the first place. Why are you putting your hand on the ground, Sean?
I just read something else. It blew my mind. Continue your point.
No. And then Russell Wilson, I know the schedule's not out yet. We don't know that. But if Russell Wilson, and I'm sure you could dig up old tweets. Yes, I did want Russell Wilson a bunch of years ago, but that was Russell Wilson that I still thought was in his prime. Now he's clearly not. If he's starting week one for the Giants at home, yay for another season. He better not start a game. If he's the backup, let him be the backup.
Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are, in this conversation for you guys, very similar. They are short-term transition quarterbacks until whomever young quarterback you draft is ready.
I agree with you.
We don't think Rodgers could play for another four more years.
Don't do that.
No, it's not even what you want, though. You need him to stabilize. If he comes to the Giants, you need him to stabilize and help this team win games in the short term. That's all you're looking for.
And that's why Rodgers, to me, is he's not going to be a Giant.
Because he's not looking for that.
No, he's not.
I want to try to win a championship.
If the Steelers are literally interested in him, if that is a true story, because sometimes this is silly season, right? Mm-hmm. Things are leaked out. It may not be true. We don't know. If the Steelers are offering Aaron Rodgers a contract, he's going to be a Steeler. I'd be very surprised if he turned that down. Now, by the way, I don't know if Linda, who's on hold, is the same Linda, but we have this really cool feature when you download our podcast where you could actually have what we said transcribed. Could actually turn into words. I don't know if you guys have seen that feature. It's pretty cool. So someone found the transcription after Gerrit Cole got bombed. And I did make a comment on the air, and this comment makes it seem like I have completely mushed Gerrit Cole. Linda, and we do have a Linda on hold. Again, we'll address it. I'm not sure it's the same Linda. Called up panicked about Cole's performance. And I responded by saying, let me just say this, Linda. The results do not matter, okay? Gerrit Cole, unless he's injured, is just working on stuff. There's nothing to worry about. End quote, he's not injured.
You did mush him.
Linda in Paterson, New Jersey, was that you? Were you the one concerned about
Gerrit?
That was
me. That was me. I knew it. I said, as soon as you said it the other day, I said, I got to get through today to tell him about it. I think the L looks really nice on that dark colored shirt you're wearing there.
Uh-huh.
You kept telling me, oh, don't worry about it. It's spring. And she even chimed in today, on Thursday, which I was very surprised because she doesn't usually go along with everything you say on that, you know?
Well, I mean, it's spring training. You're not worried about it.
That's what he said. Oh, don't worry about it. I knew it. I just could see it in the way they were flying.
Yeah, well, I will say this, Linda. I apologize to you. And I apologize to Yankee fans. It is a very tough balance in spring training to know what is just a bad outing of somebody working on stuff and what is a guy being hurt. I don't know the answer to it. Mm. It's funny. So when I was talking to Mendy yesterday, I asked him this exact same question because I thought about the Cole situation. Right. I thought about Edwin Diaz. Edwin Diaz had a bad performance, I think it was like 4 days ago. And so I said to Mendy, help me out here, bro. I think I called him bro. Help me out, bro. When a guy sucks in a spring training game, when is it okay to be worried? And his answer was, you're never worried. Guys are working on stuff. Remember, they're just getting ready for the start of the season. Obviously, if they complain about discomfort, it can, yes.
Right.
But the actual performance does not cause worry. So that's kind of what I thought with Gerrit Cole, and it's what I try to think in general with spring training games. Like, okay, the guy was bad. Like, it doesn't mean somebody's hurt. Unfortunately, in this case, it obviously did lead to an injury and a really bad one. So, I'm sorry.
Mm, thanks, Evan.
Appreciate you. Do you think that's worthy of L wearing, or am I...
Nah, because we didn't really dig into it.
Okay.
Like, if we had challenged you on it, and you staunchly stood by your opinion, this is nothing to worry about. Shut up. Stop worrying. We'd make you wear an L.
He also mushed Sean Manaea. So would the combo of Manaea and Cole equal one L? Starters down, arguably the aces of both teams?
The Manaea thing is very different in my opinion because I never said, quote, Sean Manaea's not hurt. I said, let me knock on wood.
Yes. You were wishfully hoping.
But, yeah, in Cole's case, I said to Linda, who made a phone call, and we always appreciate anyone who takes time out. They call up a radio station, they wait on hold, and she had a concern. Yes. And I don't want to say I ignored her concern, but I was like, he's not hurt. I literally said the exact opposite of what turned out to be the case. That is, to me, far different than my Manaea faux pas. Because I don't think there was a Manaea faux pas. It was just, I hope he doesn't get hurt. And unfortunately, he was hurt. We will come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019. And if the reality is setting in that Aaron Rodgers won't be a New York Giant, who should they add?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.